You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
All right, here we go, everybody. Welcome to The Real Short Box Shorty. I, of course, am Darren, being joined by Donald and Kevin. And tonight we are going to do a topic that is very current right now and cannot wait to get into. And that, of course, will be the absolute cancellation and downfall of Warner Brothers' Batgirl. We're going to probably this evening get into what potentially caused it, the significance and damage that this could give to Warner Brothers Studios, and if this franchise is going to be dead for sure. So I guess the first question I'll go to you, Donald. Just how much damage has a $90 million film that tested absolutely poorly amongst audiences, being buried permanently by the studio, how much do you think this is going to hurt Warner Brothers' reputation?
It's a tough one. I think it could be a smart move for the Discovery, having just stepped in as the new owners of Warner Brothers. Because if they do see it as such an ultimate failure of a film and it tested so poorly, saying, hey, we're new here, we're the new guys taking over, so we're going to shelve some products that we don't think align with our vision. I think that's a better way to do it than if it had just stayed owned by the other company and they were trying to do that. Because it looks like they're trying to fix their own mistakes, where now it looks like Discovery is stepping in and going, oh no, this isn't going to meet up to our standards. So it could actually come out to be a good thing for them if they spin it properly, which hopefully they can, but we'll see in the long run.
So Kevin, one of the interesting things, like when you really read deeply into this film, a lot of folks who were giving like kind of off the record, like I guess reviews or things like that or the other, they said that this film had a tendency to really prioritize social issues and politics over comic book storytelling. Does that surprise you at all, or would you believe that or not believe that?
It is a possibility. That's been a complaint from a lot of pop culture fan, comic book fans in the last 5 to 7 years. They feel that a lot of social things are being, too much social politics or too much things that are going on in society is being implemented into the movies. And some people say, look, I just want to go to movies to escape. Please don't be putting all the social issues out there. I don't appreciate that. So it is a possibility that that is the case, especially the fact that the old regime at Warner Brothers was kind of giving more attention to more of the female DC characters and were ready to push away a lot of the male DC characters. From my understanding, it was going to be like Supergirl, Batgirl, and Wonder Woman was going to be like the focus going forward. And that's what the Flash movie was supposed to do, is kind of knock out some of the, traditional male characters. But now with Discovery purchasing things, now they're switching things back again. Like, no, we're going to do things a little bit more balanced. And by the way, what David Zaslav, the owner, or not the owner, the gentleman who runs Discovery, Warner Media, he is canceling the Batgirl movie because one reason is the tax loophole they have a chance to take advantage of. When they bought Warner Brothers, they get to write off a certain amount of money. So the deal is, contractually speaking, to my understanding, they can't release the Batgirl movie in order to get that particular tax write-off. So it has to be completely vaulted. They can't, release it at all.
So Donald, my question for you is, obviously, like, you came out on this show as a critic of the Batwoman CW show, and then obviously we've just had this fiasco with Batgirl completely tanking. Like, I mean, it's a $90 million film that's actually never even going to see the light of day. Do you see this character being revamped, or is Batgirl, like, officially dead in Warner lore, at least in terms of live-action feature films?
I think as far as her being a lead, it is now officially dead, yes. I don't think we're going to see a Batgirl-led series or movie anytime soon. Will we see her in canon with the Bat films? Yeah, sure, we could do that. And I think that's actually the smart route to go with this character for now. Just like Just like they did with Marvel, with the Avengers. They introduce the characters quietly within the films. They get to meet each other. So Batgirl getting to meet Batman in a Batman film first feels right. It feels like that's the route it should go. So, yeah, you know, I think that we will see her eventually, but she's not going to be in her own film for sure.
And Kevin, my question to you is, obviously with like what has happened recently, having, you know, Robert Pattinson as Batman, and then obviously you have, you know, Batgirl, you know, not maybe doing so well. What would you recommend, and a shorter answer if you can, what would you recommend is the best direction for Warner Brothers to take DC's universe in the live action world?
In my opinion, it's just a balancing act. You should do another Green Lantern movie, as strange as it sounds, but just do it the right way, properly, with the effects and find the right visionary behind it. The Flash movie, I have no idea what it's going to look like, but there should be a Flash involved, just like you gave Aquaman a chance, and Aquaman worked out, and Wonder Woman worked out. I just want to see all the main Justice League characters get their due, but just make sure it's being done competently. Mm. So a Cyborg movie, they had that planned. You know, I just want to see certain movies get a chance.
You need to let go of all that. First of all, Flashpoint, Ezra Miller's trash, like as far as like right. what he's doing in his social life and how he's hurting the DC as a whole business, and Warner Brothers. Yeah. Like him individually is not trash, but what he's doing is trash.
Hurting the business.
Right. He's hurting the business. He's hurting the brand, so to speak. So they need to figure out what to do with Ezra. The best way to deal with Ezra, Wally West, his ass. Wally West, his ass, the hell out of his own movie. Just rewrite part of it. Shoot some new scenes. You can make it work. I can guarantee it with a movie about changing the space-time dynamic and life in general as we know it within the DC universe. You can make that work. You can get rid of him. You can bring in Wally West, and you can have one hell of a Flash movie.
Also, Henry Cavill, he should be brought back as Superman. You know, give him another
he's,
movie.
He's a wet blanket. We can move on past Henry Cavill. We can give anybody else a shot.
Really?
Henry Cavill, yes. Yeah, I've got muscles. Awesome. Good for you.
One last shot.
It's cool. You can move on from Henry Cavill.
No, give him one more movie.
What we need to do, Kevin, what we need to do is we need to now, and you said it, when we bring Green Lantern back into the world, into the universe, we need to head to space.
Yes.
And we need to go there and enrich that world for DC, because Guardians what Marvel doesn't have is a great spatial. They have Guardians of the Galaxy, sure, but that's it right now. If DC does an awesome Green Lantern and then they follow it up with a Legionnaires or a Legion of Superheroes or just a Legion, a.k.a. Rebels with Lobo in there, we could bring in
Adam Strange.
Yeah, we could bring in all the space heroes. Captain Comet and those guys.
A new gods movie.
Yes, we can head that route.
Yeah. So I'm going to get one last question in here, and I'd like you to keep this. We're going to answer this with either a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Donald, are you looking forward to Black Adam with The Rock? Kevin?
Yeah, I want to give it a chance.
All right. Well, you guys heard it here first for all things Batgirl. Yeah.
I did give it a thumbs up for those that are just listening to this.
Yeah, me too.
Well, for those of you, all things Batgirl, all things comic related, all things pop culture related, thank you for joining us on this Real Short Box Shorty. I, of course, am Darren.
I'm Donald. I'm
Kevin.
And let me try this for once. We will go ahead and see you at the Luscious Comic Shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.